Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford, and this is your Monday Moment, the first of 2017. And for that reason, today let's talk about one leader's look at leading time. Because once one has passed 20 years of life, with each new year, hindsight kicks in. And when one's a leader, that means a look at things perhaps differently. What might one have done instead? What might one do to improve? What might one do with the time one believes he or she has left? They're all valid questions and can create wistful or longing moments. But the fact that one's able to read or listen to this post means there is still time to do what matters most. As New Year's arrived just yesterday, consider taking a moment to reflect and consider any needed changes on how time could impact your 2017 uniquely. First, let's talk about what's the value of time. Both on the Time Management for Too Busy Leaders webinar last week and in a course entitled What Matters Most that I used to teach more than 10 years ago, this poem contributed to the meaning of time and how we attempt to manage it. To realize the value of 1 year, ask a student who's failed a grade. To realize the value of 1 month, ask a mother who's given birth to a premature baby. To realize the value of 1 week, ask an editor of a weekly newspaper. To realize the value of 1 hour, ask the lovers waiting to meet. To realize the value of 1 minute, ask the person who's just missed the train, bus, or plane. To realize the value of 1 second, ask a person who was texting and just missed being in an accident. To realize the value of 1 millisecond, ask the person who won the silver medal in the Olympics. But when do you stop making the most of it? The truest, most candid, most honest, most poignant answer to this question is when you literally have none left. If you're still reading, still breathing, and still thinking about what to do with your time, you still have time left. And the time is now. It's never too late to make the most of what matters most to you. Lead yourself to accomplish, experience, and relish those things. Need some inspiration? Well, watch the video on the 80-year-old bodybuilder turned fashion model who didn't get his start until after his 50s. His name is Deshaun Wang. Read up on the 85-year-old fashion model and actress whose life-sized face is donning Sephora store ads. Her name is Carmen DeLorefice. Take note of the target market of many online degree programs. They're not targeting 20-somethings. Yet as the new year begins in earnest, the temptation to continue leading your activities in the same old routine is real. But what if? What if you embarked on that which you've been led to imagine for years? What if you started to lead differently? Value your time differently? What if you led your own life differently? Time is a faithful servant. The question then becomes, are you being a good leader of the time you've been given? I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great week, an even better Monday, and of course, stay contagious.